Bloomington resident David Ellis finds the city's East Side Road projects have made getting around town more difficult. Ellis asked WFIU about two specific projects, the recent reduction of East 3rd Street from four lanes to two, and the work currently being done at the intersection of Moores Pike, College Mall Road, and Sarah Road.
Who instigated this? I'd like them to explain to me what they're trying to accomplish.
Ellis says the lane reduction on East 3rd around Clary's Boulevard doesn't make sense to him, given the volume of traffic at certain times of day. He wonders if the city is prioritizing bike lanes over vehicular traffic. City engineer Andrew Sebor says the roadwork started as a resurfacing project by the Indiana Department of Transportation, but that the city worked together with the state to assess how East 3rd Street would function best.
The intent from my perspective is that the changes to East 3rd Street was really a desire to improve the safety, not necessarily to provide bike lanes.
But Ellis notes that, though drivers are notified the lanes are ending, many drivers don't merge well, and that makes conditions less safe.
People are notified a little bit in advance that the right lane is going to end at Clary's Boulevard, but people ignore that, and they're flying up the right lane, and then when they get to that intersection, they want to cut you off.
Individual driving habits aside, Sebor says research from across the U.S. shows that reducing four-lane roads to two lanes can reduce crashes by as much as 50%. The actual road width, though, isn't any narrower than it was before, Sebor added, and the center lane provides more ease for emergency vehicles to navigate traffic. As for the Moores Pike College Mall Road Sarah Road intersection, Ellis says it's a dangerous location.
If you're heading eastbound, you do have a left turn green arrow when the light turns green. But the westbound traffic does not have a green arrow.
Sebor says Ellis is correct, but the situation isn't permanent.
Both directions will have left turn arrows when the project is complete. That right now what he is seeing is just a temporary condition while construction is underway.
Sebor says the work being done at that intersection is both a safety improvement project and a maintenance project, since the older traffic signal infrastructure was out of date. Sebor also says pedestrians complained the intersection felt very unsafe and unfriendly.
At certain locations, if you were in the crosswalk, oncoming traffic that might be turning right just couldn't even see you if you were in the crosswalk. So we're trying to improve the safety for people that were using it.
Sebor expects that by April 1st, all lanes of traffic will be opened and the intersection will function as it had before, only safer and more friendly to all users. On the other side of Bloomington, West 17th Street has been a work in progress for several years and was affected by the construction of I-69. Replacing the Vernal Pike exit with a bridge overpass on 17th tied up that end of the street before the city even began its projects in 2019. Jim Johnson works at IU but lives west of I-69. He says he was looking for ways to get home but was frustrated because 17th Street was the most direct route but not fully accessible.
The timeline, it seemed nonsensical. They had both ends done and the middle, I just couldn't fathom what was taking that long.
Sebor says the city's work modernized the road to better serve the increased demand created by the construction of I-69, including improving the stormwater infrastructure, providing a multi-use path on the north side of the street, and a sidewalk on the south side. But there were unforeseen obstacles, such as a lot more rock removal than expected. Contractors also had to work around multiple utilities relocations. Then, the city discovered the new retaining wall hadn't been built to plan.
It's not like once they initially discovered that there was an issue that the next day they could go out and fix it. It required a lot of evaluation and redesign and critical thinking.
Sebor says the city is generally happy with how 17th Street turned out, calling the work transformative for walkers, cyclists, and drivers alike. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.